Welcome to Balanced Wellness. I am your host, Kaylee Aldridge. If you are looking to create balance in your life, you are in the right spot. I know how stressful and overwhelming life can be, so I will be here each week to inspire, educate, and empower you to create a blissfully balanced lifestyle that includes four parts of self: mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional. I'm so eager to guide you on your wellness journey. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive in. Something brand new that I want to share with you guys really quickly, and that is my free 3-day guided meditation. So if you have listened to this podcast long enough, you know that I am a firm believer that taking care of our mind is just as important as taking care of our body. So today I'm so excited to announce the launch of my free 3-day guided meditation that will help you relax, reduce stress, reduce anxiety, and improve your overall well-being, because I know that life can be so overwhelming at times. And that's why it's important to really take a step back and focus on our mental health. So over the course of 3 days, you'll learn different techniques to calm your mind, calm your body, and increase your productivity and focus. So whether you're a beginner or you're an experienced meditator, this meditation is perfect for anybody looking to improve their mental health and well-being. So you can go to my website, balancedwellnessllc.co, and at the very top, you'll see a button that says listen here and find your inner peace. You can click on that, or I will have the link down in the show notes. So I'm really excited for you to check out this meditation and really have it begin a journey for you towards more peaceful and fulfilling days and even a life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this guided meditation. Hey guys, welcome to tip of the week number 11. And today on the tip of the week, I want to share about gratitude. And this is something that I really truly love. And I never really practiced gratitude until a couple years ago. And it's just definitely shifted and changed me for sure. And I share a lot about this inside my Balanced Wellness program, but I want to share gratitude with you guys today and just share how simple it can be. Because I think sometimes we think that gratitude has to be this like really uncomfortable and really uneasy thing, but really it doesn't have to be. Just kind of talking about it really quickly, and then I'll dive into something that I want to share with you guys that's coming up. But it really just helps you focus on the good that's happening in your life. And I kind of see as when you practice gratitude, that it helps you to stay in your lane, right? It helps you to focus on the goodness in your own life and the things that make you happy and the things that are good inside your life. And rather than practice and then focusing and always seeing like what everybody else has or what they have or what, you know, and all the things of like comparison syndrome, basically. And so I love gratitude because of that reason. It helps to ground me and it helps to help me realize what is good in my own life and the things that I truly need to be grateful for and that I can be grateful for, because there's so much goodness in what I have going on in my own life that, like I said, staying in your own lane is something that practicing gratitude every single day really helps. So if you struggle with maybe comparison syndrome, or maybe if you struggle with always being like, oh, well, they have this and they have that, or they this or they that, or also feeling like you're always uncomfortable, for lack of better words, with what you have or what you lack, and always focusing on what you don't have, this can be really great for you. And so it can also just be really great if you're just like, hey, I just want to like find some goodness in my life. And I know my life is great, but like, hey, let's like make it better, right? And so wherever you are in life, gratitude, I just truly think, is just incredible to practice. And there's a couple different ways that you can practice gratitude. So the first way that you can practice gratitude, and something that I do almost every single day, is when I do my daily routine in the morning of prayer and devotion and meditation, I journal my gratitude. So I always, every single morning, write down 3 things that I'm grateful for. And I try to make them different every single day. And I try to make it very relevant about what's happening currently in my life. So, you know, it might be, you know, yes, we can express the gratitude that we have for our water bottle, and we can express gratitude for our AirPods and, you know, money that we have and a wireless speaker, right? Like these are just the things like laying right in front of me. Our glasses, right? We can express so much gratitude for the things that we just see right in front of our faces, right? We can definitely do that. But then we can also, like, sometimes I love to take it a layer deeper and truly express gratitude for things that I'm just like, wow, I'm so grateful for that. But it's really hard to do that and express gratitude when we're go, 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 move, move, move all the time, right? Sometimes it's really hard for us to stop and slow down to realize like some of the things that we can truly express gratitude for and really be grateful for certain things in our lives. So I like to sometimes express gratitude, like if a friend or a family member did something really special or really great for me, I love to journal that and really, and sometimes I'll just like write it down, but sometimes I'll really write it lengthy, right? Chloe is a family member of mine and she introduced me to reading lately. I never loved to read. But I truly believe now that you have to enjoy what you're reading to love reading, right? You have to fall in love with like a certain like maybe author or series or genre of books. And so she introduced me to reading and now I freaking love reading and I read all the time and I've read like 4 books in a week and like a month. And so I was expressing gratitude in my gratitude journal for Chloe like a week or two ago and just how grateful I am for her that she introduced me to reading. She lets me borrow her books, right? Like all the things. So sometimes we can really feel grateful for somebody. So I don't know why I used this for an example. Well, I'm just going to keep rolling with it. But you know, sometimes it's really, I could go to her house and grab a book, be like, cool, great, thanks, peace out. But I love taking the moment to slow down and do my gratitude in the morning to really like soak in like how grateful I am for certain people and how much it really changes my life. Like I said, I love reading now and it's definitely helped me to de-stress and calm down and just really take more time to myself doing something that I enjoy and that I love. So I challenge you guys to maybe start writing down gratitude or maybe I have a client of mine that she's like, oh, I don't love to sit down and write. I don't take the time for that in the morning. It's like, cool. When you're brushing your teeth, like say to your, in your mind, as you're brushing your teeth, because we do that every single morning, like just say in your mind, like what are 3 things that you're grateful for? And just like think about it, like, oh, I'm really grateful that I have a car to drive to work. I'm really grateful for that cup of coffee that I had this morning that tasted extra good for whatever reason, right? I'm grateful I have a bed to sleep in. I'm grateful that I just was able to go buy new sheets to put in my bed, like whatever. There's so many things that we can be grateful for. And when we slow down and stop and realize it, it really helps us focus on how much good we have and appreciate the goodness that we have in our own lives and not always focus on what everybody else around us has and really be proud of ourselves and really be able to live our life in a fulfilled, happy state rather than a lack and a scarcity place. Because really, we can't be stressed out and happy at the same time. Like it's really kind of interesting that those emotions really can't coexist. Like we really are like the dominant feeling is either happiness or it's either stress and like anxiety and like all the crazy, right? So we might think like superficially that we can be both things, but really deep down inside, like one emotion has to take over. So when you're practicing gratitude, it's really hard for you to be grateful but yet like stressed out or grateful and jealous, like all at the same time. So that is why to me, I love practicing gratitude. Another way that you can practice gratitude without, you know, writing it down every single day is simply just telling somebody how grateful they are and really expressing gratitude to somebody in person. And that can be super awkward and can be like super like, oh, this is so embarrassing or weird. But once you get comfortable doing it, it really just starts to feel really natural. So maybe it might start out as like writing a note to somebody really simple on a sticky note and just be like, so grateful for you for filling up my water on my lunch break. I don't know, like maybe to like a coworker, like really grateful for you to like help me send that email. I don't know what it is. And like leaving it on their desk. So maybe it's like a passive way of being like expressing your gratitude because it's like really embarrassing and uncomfortable. Or maybe it's texting somebody and just texting a person and telling them how grateful you are for them through a text, right? And then when you get really comfortable doing it in that fashion, you get more comfortable saying it to their face. And so it's been way easier for me since I've been practicing gratitude to tell my husband like how grateful I am that he does certain things for me. And I try to make sure like when he does something that he normally doesn't do, like I'm very, almost all the time, I try to make sure to tell him like, hey, I'm really grateful that you did that. Thank you so much. And it takes 5 seconds, right? And then moving on. But a lot of times it leads to like a hug and a kiss. And I'm just like, oh yeah, I'm so glad I told him that. So not being nervous to express gratitude verbally to people, but it does take time. And sometimes you have to work your way up to that. So those are a couple different ways you can express gratitude. But when you express it to other people, practicing it that second way of telling others your gratitude, it really deepens your relationship and that connection with that person on a really really cool level. And so I really hope that you guys can maybe practice that today, maybe this week. And also what I was going to share with you guys is that next week in my Facebook group. So for those of you on the podcast, you'll have to click on the link below in the show notes and join my Facebook group if you want to be a part of this. If you're catching this live, you're already in the Facebook group of Balanced Wellness. Next week, I'm actually going to do like a gratitude challenge, if you will. I know like kids are getting back to school and schedules might look a little weird and a little different, and it might take a little bit of getting used to. And so I wanted to start that next week and just do one day a week next week in this Facebook group, just dropping below like something that you are really grateful for. And again, it can be a cup of coffee. It can be your warm, fuzzy blanket. It can be your car. It can be that you have food in your refrigerator, right? It can be so many simple things, but you can also take it a layer deeper or two and be like, wow, I'm really, really grateful for, you know, something deeper. I don't know what it is. And so, yeah, we're going to do that challenge. I don't know if I want to, it's really a challenge, but it's just a way to just bring it to the forefront of your mind, because what we think about, we bring about, right? Like if we're thinking about being grateful, we're going to notice more things that we're grateful for just naturally, because our mind does what it tells us to do, right? So that's why I want to practice gratitude. It's just to have us remind ourselves and just really kind of allow us to see our lives and our situations a little bit differently by practicing gratitude. So next week, starting on Monday, so that would be, what is it, the 21st, we will start a little gratitude challenge, if you will, inside the Facebook group. That I will make a post every day and say, okay, day two, what are you grateful for? And you can post in there at any time. And we'll, of course, do some sort of a fun prize or drawing at the end of the week for, I don't know, whoever participates the most. I don't know. I always like to do something fun just for fun. So, okay. So I hope that this just gives you guys just a little bit of a reframe around gratitude and maybe explain gratitude a little bit more, or how you can express gratitude. Because sometimes I think we think that it's just like this lofty thing, or if it's also like this awkward, like weird thing that we're not sure how to do it. But it's just really just saying thank you, like on a little bit of a deeper level. And, you know, whenever I express gratitude, I really try to like make the connection to my life on the gratitude, right? So, I'm like trying to think of an example, maybe like your car. Like, I'm so grateful for my car. Well, I'm grateful for my car because it gets me to work. It gets me to be able to run my kids from A to Z. I was able to just hop in that thing the other day and drive to the store and get my nails done and also get groceries. Like, wow, like how cool it is that we get to have a car, right? So if you really sit and think about just something simple like that, like how cool is that? Like my space heater that I love, that it sits down by my feet. Like I can sit here and say, like, I'm so grateful for my space heater, but I'm grateful for it because I like to be warm and toasty. And so it keeps my feet warm and toasty, even though by like 3 o'clock every day, I like want to kick my slippers off and be like, ah, I'm dying. But I'm so grateful for the space heater. My dog loves the space heater, right? And then it keeps my office so toasty, and it keeps my clients warm whenever I see clients, and it keeps me warm and toasty, right? There are so many different ways that I can be grateful for a space heater, right? But sometimes we take it for granted that we just buy the space heater, we plug it in, it's used every day, we unplug it, whatever, like, and we don't give it much more thought, right? So, all right, I hope that you guys love this little tip of the week this week on doing what you can maybe today, and then joining us next week for the gratitude challenge, that it can just remind you just to slow down, smell the roses, if you will, and realize how much goodness that you really do truly have in your life. So, all right, join us in the challenge next week. Like I said, if you're on the podcast, grab the link in the show notes to join the Facebook group. And if you're already here in the Facebook group, you're here and you're here for it. And we'll start on Monday. So, all right, guys, tip of the week this week was gratitude and sharing how you can implement gratitude in your life. So, all right, catch you next week. Hey there, real quick before you go, I would love for you to join me over in my private Facebook group called Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. If you would love to just see a little bit more of my content, stay up to date with any events that I have going on, both online and in person, that is an amazing way to stay up to date. And plus just to get to know me a little bit better as well. So the link for that is down in the show notes, but it's Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. One last thing too, I would love for you to rate, review, and share the podcast. We are in the top 5% of podcasts globally, but of course I'm always looking to grow my audience and then also just spread the word a little bit more about what we love to talk about here on the podcast. So it's totally free. You can rate it, review it, and share it, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.